are here on day, what, 2.5 of the Solero 2018 Solero FinTech Conference here in beautiful Whistler, British Columbia. Another beautiful morning out. There's the full, well, kind of a full moon out there, but it was gorgeous over the mountains. But anyway, we're talking about something equally as cool in here with Mr. Marlon Fraze from Access Credit Union. How are you, by the way, before we get started with our topic?
Fantastic. Yeah. It's been a wonderful couple days here and beautiful British Columbia. Can't get much better than this.
I agree. And how's the conference? Speaking of the conference, how's that going for you?
The conference has been really, really great. We've had some fantastic speakers, great keynotes, some wonderful breakout sessions, a lot of networking, which is always a fun part of these events, right? Yeah. So,
any highlights stand out for you from yesterday?
It's tough to beat Peter Mansbridge, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, us Canadian folk, we grew up watching him on the television kind of every night, so that was pretty cool.
Right on. All right, let's talk about the topic at hand here. You guys have an innovation center at your credit union, so tell me about this innovation center. What's in there? What does it entail?
Right, so it's about 1,600 square feet of retail, physical retail space. We have 3 full-time staff working in it. It's been open for about 6-7 months right now, earlier this year, and what we're trying to do, a few different things in that space. So it's open Monday to Friday, regular business hours, same as our other branches. And it doesn't look like your traditional financial institution, right? So members can come in there, do their regular transactions as they would any other branch, mm-hmm. but with the understanding that the experience is going to be different.
Okay.
Right? So we're trying to hit a few different points on the innovation center, and those 4 points are we're trying to drive forward the self-service model. Mm-hmm. So challenging a few things, seeing how we get some feedback on that. We're trying to test different technology, different processes, different layouts, feels, like what's going on, like how our members interact with us. Mm-hmm. We are also trying to educate both our members, our staff members. There's a whole education and learning piece out of it. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we're trying to drive forward our version of the branch of the future and test against that in this location.
Sounds like a giant real life beta test for everybody.
Pretty much. Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah. So what sparked this idea to create it? It's just, okay, let's build something to try new things? Is that basically it?
Or? Essentially, one of the members of our executive team had this idea. I'm not sure where he saw it, but it kind of started as one of those blue sky ideas. Mm-hmm. and an opportunity came up to rent some retail space, and we kind of just took it and run with it. One of the key factors in that is that there was an opportunity for a drive-through ATM. Mm-hmm. And in the community that we put this location, we didn't have a drive-through ATM in that city yet, so mm-hmm. we figured we would try that out.
All right, very nice. And so how do you see it benefiting your credit union? Obviously, you're trying new things out that you could implement in other branches or in your headquarters or that type of stuff?
For sure. So, something that I go back to a lot is, we're really trying to do the 3-0 fails, not the 5-0 fails. So in the past, we've deployed certain technology that hasn't maybe functioned as well as we anticipated to, or it worked really good in the test environment, but once you put it into production, it really didn't perform the same way. So one of the testing aspect of the Innovation Center is to actually test something in a production environment, mm-hmm. gather that real-time member feedback, because members can come in there and test these things out themselves in a production environment, get that real-time face-to-face feedback rather than sending a survey out afterwards or something like that. And we can adjust how that technology or how that process works, mm-hmm. before it gets deployed out to the rest of our 17 branches.
Right. So folks or members come in there and they can try stuff out. Is there like a kind of an immediate feedback mechanism or something like that you guys can get information from to get this feedback?
Right now it's kind of verbal. We use a few different online tools to track some of that feedback. Mm-hmm. It allows us to kind of categorize it and use specific their hashtags basically, so we can categorize things and run some reporting based on that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, right now it is that face-to-face feedback, which we feel is more valuable to us than some of that survey stuff, right? Yep. People will give you more of an honest opinion on something rather than hiding behind a screen or something like
that's
that.
That's a fabulous idea, fabulous idea. And so what are your goals with this, with the Innovation Center?
Really, the ultimate goal is driving forward that branch of the future model, right? We, like I said, we have 17 locations. We're a byproduct of, around eight amalgamations over the last 12, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So none of our branches really have that same branding, that same feel. So that's definitely part of it, is to see, you know, is this the right model for it going forward? Mm-hmm. Does this look and feel the way we want it to? And if not, how can we change that? And how can we change it in the Innovation Center, retest it, and then use that going forward in some of our branch renovations
okay.
and whatnot?
Yeah. So you're going to have like kind of a cohesive, not only a cohesive look, but a cohesive set of operations, I guess, throughout each of the branches, so there's some sort of similarity between them all, I guess?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, right now, I mean, the processes and those sorts of things in our current branch environment, you know, there's a lot of standardization there. Yeah. It's just, okay, we know that, and then I think Peter Mansbridge said it yesterday, you know, those who stand still get passed by. So yeah. We're not advancing how we're interacting with our members. Mm-hmm. We know the way that we're doing it today is not the way that we're going to do it in a year, 2 years, 5 years from now, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to be able to continue to push that mark and interact with them in the way that they want to be interacted.
Good for you guys, man. I love stories like this because I've seen more and more Innovation Center type stuff popping mm-hmm. up. So I was really anxious to talk to you about it and see how it's working out for you guys. Mm-hmm. That said, do you have any advice for other creators who may want to do something similar?
You really just have to commit to it. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, and something I continuously tell the team, because we experience some change of fatigue. There's a lot of uncertainty. The vision is there, but you know, drilling down from that, there's a little more uncertainty and lack of clarity, and there's a purpose for that. Mm-hmm. And so when you take employees that are used to, if they've been an MSR before or an FSR, there's set procedures that they've followed for, you know, depending on how long they've been with the credit union. And now you've given them kind of that blank slate, that open empowerment to kind of go out there and challenge things. It can be exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's change, and change is exhaustible, is what we kind of talk about. So that's something that we've learned, I think, so far from a people perspective, mm-hmm. which is strange because you think about Innovation Center and then you think about technology and all that kind of cool mm-hmm. stuff, which it is, but it certainly is a people aspect as well. So that's something that we've really learned as a result so far.
Very cool. I love the kind of the real life beta testing. You know, what's working, what's not working, and mm-hmm. it's right there in front of you. So it's really cool stuff. Anything else to add, Marlon, to wrap up?
So just one kind of story. One of our sure. quick wins that we've had out of there so far is earlier this year, we also deployed our online account opening software mm-hmm. Through one of the partners that is here at the conference, actually. And we first deployed it to a non-integrated fashion with our core banking system, and that was deployed into that specialized Innovation Center in that environment, not external to that. Mm-hmm. So it was great. It was a great opportunity for us to gather that real-time member feedback before we actually deployed it with an integrated version on our website out to the general public, right? Mm-hmm. So we made a number of customizations based on member feedback. So that was kind of one of our first quick wins that we developed out of it, is to actually, normally you would just be able to, you would just put it out there online mm-hmm. and then you'd get the feedback already when you're live mm-hmm. out in the real world, right? Mm-hmm. So here we could do that in a contained environment, get that feedback, make those customizations before it went out to the entire globe.
Fantastic.
Basically.
Yeah. Fantastic. So. Is it branded and everything with Access Credit Union, so people know when they're going in, what they're getting into, basically?
Or? It is definitely branded. Okay. You know, we have signs all over the place. It's, you know, Access Credit Union. Right now, we don't have any specific Innovation Center signage or anything outside. Mm-hmm. And we've had some really interesting interactions with people. There was, a young man, I would say he's in his low 20s. He walked into the space and kind of like stopped, looked around, and slowly started backing out the door. And one of our innovation specialists was like, "Oh, hi there, sir. How can I help you today?" He's like, "Oh, I'm looking for Access Credit Union." Mm-hmm. It's like, "Yep, this is where you're at. Like, how can I help you? What are you looking to do?" And he just didn't trust that this was the actual credit union location mm-hmm. because it looked completely different. There's no traditional teller lines, yeah. those sorts of things. So mm-hmm. For us, we kind of knew, okay, we've hit the first mark. with what we're trying to do here and providing a different experience than what we're used to in our traditional space. So
cool. So cool. Love stories like this. Yeah. Marlon, thank you so much, man.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The time.
Thanks for